Good morning, I'm Angie Kohlhaus.
I'm Roslyn Kirsch.
And I'm Marian Studer. Welcome to this week's episode of The Bare Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Do you know the Russian word for blue? Or what company Hillary Clinton was the first female board member for? Or what metal is found in fluoride toothpaste? If you thought of Sini, Walmart, and 10, then you should be in Quizville. Those are just three of the 762 questions that will be asked today at the 10th Annual Bishop Garrigan Invitational Quizville Tournament. Over 300 students on 66 teams from all over northern Iowa are at Garrigan today. They've come from as far away as Boone and Riceville for one of the largest academic competitions in the Midwest. Among the area teams you'll see are Twin River Valley, Corwith Wesley Laverne, Armstrong Ringstead, Forest City, Humboldt, Algona High, and, of course, Garrigan.
The Bears have four teams entered in this tournament. The team captains are seniors Angie Kohlhaus, Ben Lichtai, Ellie Rising, and Chris Missel. Joining them today are senior veterans Lynn Kohlhaus, Scott McGuire, Tony Schmidt, Steve Courtney, Paul Lobach, Brooke Buscherfeld, and Josh Richter. The juniors competing for the Bears are Bob Brandenburg, Rebecca McGuire, Adam Ram, Chris Kohlhaus, and Mandy Ram. Sophomores Stephen Kellner, Jeff Hellman, Mike Blocker, Eric Forage, and David Murphy, and freshmen John Kohlhaus, Amber Golitzer, and Jesse Bodie will be rounding out the Golden Bear squad. David Burrow is the Quiz Bowl coach and is organizing today's tournament.
Every Quiz Bowl starts with a toss-up round, where 12 students compete to see who will be the first to answer a question. Next up is the bonus round, where teams answer multi-part questions on the same topic. Finally, there's the lightning round, where each team is just 60 seconds to answer 10 rapid-fire questions. Every team will play four games this morning, and the top 16 will advance to the playoffs this afternoon. The public is invited, and admission is free, so we invite all of you to head out to Garrigan to catch all the academic action today.
The Quiz Bowl Tournament is the third major event Garrigan has hosted in the past 2 weeks. Just over a week ago, around 400 students were here for the Sioux City Diocese Catholic Choral Festival. Then last Tuesday, over 200 runners came to Whittemore when the Bears hosted the North Central Conference cross-country meet.
The conference meet wasn't exactly the highlight of the season for the Golden Bears. Sophomore Matt Studer was just seconds away from being selected an all-conference medalist, but ended up in 11th place overall. Jeff Hellman was 15th, and John Kohlhaus ended up 40th. On the girls' side, Angie Kohlhaus was among the top runners for the first half of the race, but she fell back to 32nd at the finish line. Marian Studer and Sylvia Weber also ran strong the Bears. The cross-country team will be running this Monday at the Spencer Invitational. On Thursday, they'll have their district meet at Eagle Grove.
Last week, the Golden Bear volleyball team finished their regular season with a big win over Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Now they're looking forward to the postseason, which they're hoping holds good luck for them this year. The Bears will host Roden Crystal Lake in their district opener on Monday night. Then on Wednesday, Garrigan will be hosting the district final, where we hope the Bears will be facing the winner of Central and North Iowa. If they advance past districts, they'll play either West Bend Mallard, Twin River Valley, or Corwith Wesley Laverne. Good luck in playoffs to the volleyball team.
There was one more big event this past week. Last Saturday, the Garrigan Solid Gold Marching Band competed in the state marching band competition in Fort Dodge. Two of the four judges at state gave Garrigan Division I ratings, while the other two assigned Division IIs. In the end, the Bears received a 2, but were just 3.5 points away from that elusive 1. The band definitely showed just how much they had improved, and we're proud of them for making the best showing in over a decade.
This week's Senior Spotlight shines on John Steyer and Heather Johnson. John Steyer is one of this year's senior class co-presidents. John is a Whittemore native who was named the most improved player on last summer's Golden Bear baseball team. He plays the drums in band, and he is also active in choir and intramural basketball. John plans a career in law enforcement, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Heather Johnson is a captain for both cheerleading and dance squad. She also plays the flute and is in the flag corps for band. Heather works on the Paw Prince newspaper, and she helps out with Mrs. Lynn's kindergarten at school. Away from school, you might see her working at the Heritage Nursing Home in Bancroft. In the future, she plans a career in the health field. Good luck, Heather.
On our Golden Bear calendar, today is the big quiz bowl here at Garrigan. There's also a cheerleading getaway, and the freshman volleyball team plays at North Kossuth.
Tomorrow is the KC Turkey Dinner. Then, on Monday, Garrigan hosts Woden Crystal Lake in the district volleyball opener. Also on Monday, there's freshman football at Algona High, JV football versus Newman here, and cross country at Spencer.
Tuesday, a group of juniors will be taking the PSAT test. That night, the school board meets. Then on Wednesday, district volleyball continues, again, here at Garrigan.
Thursday, we'll get out early for a faculty in-service. That afternoon, the cross-country team runs in the district meet at Eagle Grove. Then next Friday, the football team plays at Wall Lake.
Finally, this week, we'd like to wish bon voyage to Garrigan English teacher Amanda Stewart. Mrs. Stewart came to America as an orphan from Vietnam, and now she's back in her homeland, discovering her heritage.
That's the bare facts for this week. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next week to hear all the latest news from Bishop Garrigan High School.